Well, hello guys. Peroni is flowing very nicely. Then here's a quick video about a trend that seems to be slowing down. You remember when Femmons wanted to get in the fire brigade and jobs like that? Then the fire brigade had to lower their standards to get them in. And a lot of guys helped them get through the course. And the Femmons thought that all they had to do was turn up and they'd go rescue somebody and that would be it. And they could tell everybody that they were a fire person. Maybe take a few sort of selfies. But it didn't turn out like that. Because a fire person's job is dangerous. Is generally dirty. And they deal with a lot of car accidents where people are killed. That is the reality of the job. And I remember there was a few Femmon plumbers on the building site I was on. And they come to the site. And of course, plumbers get good money. They thought all they had to do was just go quickly fix a pipe or put a pipe in, and that was it. And they get loads of money. And they can take a few selfies, you know. But a plumber's job isn't quite like that in reality. It's crawling into tight little spaces underneath sinks. It's generally a messy job. And it's goddamn hard work. Then, of course, the big bucks in the soccer industry or football. And they thought all they had to do was put a pair of shorts on, some football boots, and a t-shirt with a number on it, and run around and kick a ball about. And they get megabucks. But you only get megabucks if you're good at the sport. And people come to watch you play. And of course there's training involved as well. You see, Femmon soccer teams or football teams look okay when they play another Femmon team. But when they play really old, retired football players and lose badly, they look terrible. Most Femmons at soccer or football are average at best. And people won't pay big bucks to see them play. So therefore, they don't get the mega bucks. It's Femmon nature all through and through. They want the money. They just don't want to do the work. Also, remember, they also wanted to be in the front line of the army. They could do anything a man could do. And then a lot of them got maimed and killed. And reality came calling. And then we started getting them moaning about losing a leg or a hand and playing the victim. You don't see so many Femmons wanting to go on the front line now, do you? So why are Femmons just wanting to just walk into somewhere and just get everything without doing too much? That's because through most of their lives they've been entitled, not victims. You know what? Femmons must hate reality because it's a bigger bitch than they are. Take it easy.